Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like how many G&Ds will the Queen down to celebrate a Jubilee? And how do I get an invite to the big party?
Invitation
to the big party. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
There was a slight pause before you said leading there. Just want to pick up on that.
Well, I don't know where you are in that pecking order these days.
Well, after 10 series of this, probably very, very low down. No, we're not Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more Jubilee, you're more Lovely Jubbly.
Lovely Jubbly.
It's a Producer Ben original.
Do you know, I
throwing it back to series one.
I often watch an episode of Only Fools and Horses at least once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite episode?
Yeah, where the Jolly Boy's out in.
Oh, to Margate? Mm. Okay.
I also like when they go to, is it Florida, and Rodney has to pretend he's 15.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
Is that where they go, are you having a good time? It's groovy.
It's just a one line. I watched one the other day, and Rodney's doing a collection for Save the Whales. And Del Boy walks in and he goes, what's this then? And Trigger goes, oh, Rodney's doing a collection for whales. And he puts his fiver back in his pocket. He goes, oh, no. Not giving them any money. Especially after last year they did us over in the rugby.
In the what?
In the rugby.
Yeah, but you said it with the
slang. Rugby.
Rugby.
So it's just
lovely, great little Cockney accent. It's,
yeah,
nice.
More lovely jabbly.
Lovely. Shall we do the G&D?
Let's do it.
In Jubilee week we are, yes, in. It's not the Jubilee just yet. Mm-hmm. 3-day working week.
Yep.
Throwing it, it's almost like your way of life.
You hate a bank holiday, but I bet when the Queen's involved, you love it, don't you?
Well, at least there's things to do on this bank holiday.
It annoys me that you don't like bank holidays.
Well, look, bless you.
Oh, thank you. It's a bloody dust in here. Thank you. Sorry, Mom.
It's Mam.
Mam.
We're trying some new gin today.
Oh, yeah.
This is Porter's Modern Classic Gin.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't, I mean, lots of people ask me on social media what. It's the Jubilee week. Don't do any rude jokes.
For you, I won't.
Thank you. Ask what gin goes with Debonair. And my answer normally is it doesn't really matter as long as it's unflavoured.
Yes.
You don't want, because you can get all sorts of types of gin. If it is flavoured, make sure it's citrus flavoured. But if it's like rose infused gin, that's probably not a gin that's going, yeah, to. Can I just have a splash more deep, please?
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. That's really my answer. Marvellous. Well, obviously, there's only one person we toast. I know we've toasted her a couple of times before, but it would be churlish not to.
Churlish?
Yes.
What's that mean? It's not Wacky Word of the Week this week, is it?
It is. We've done it early. It's like rude, basically.
Rude. Churlish.
In a sort of a un...
It's a word you definitely read in an Alan Hollinghurst novel.
Oh. Churlish. You. Churlish, yeah.
It is.
His churlish expression.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, there we go. Well, that's one for the literature students. The Queen.
The Queen. God bless you, Mum.
Yes, indeed. Can I also, on Debonair...
Loyally I served.
Sorry?
Loyally I served. That's in my dad's regiment. That's what they used to do at toast, because that was their motto.
Yes, loyally I served.
Loyally I serve.
Loyally I serve.
That's the Queen's Lancashire Regiment.
Very good.
And yeah.
Did you used to say that on the building site as well?
No, don't think so.
You laid down a brick.
Hey, I'm a staunch royalist.
I know, so you are.
I know,
despite appearances. Can we talk about the Debonair? I keep checking Debonair bottles in all off-licences and supermarkets. The Royal Warrant has not yet appeared. Because you know they got one last year.
Oh, did they?
And they said it would appear from spring onwards. And I thought, well, a good time for it to appear...
is a Jubilee.
Potentially. Would be the Jubilee. So come on, Pernod Ricard, get on with it.
Yeah, and start giving us some bloody sponsorship money. Christ alive, Ben sent you more emails this year since we started this podcast. than I've had out dinners.
Yes. Anyway, look, Jean Devers, as always.
I thought the Queen only gave a royal stamp to British products.
Not necessarily, no.
Does she still get a big shop from Fortnum & Mason?
they are still the Queen's grocers.
Yeah. So they deliver it to her.
I don't think she does click and collect.
No. Can you imagine she goes to Fortnum & Mason and does what we all do? She gets there and go, shit, I forgot the bags. She'll do that, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Every bloody time. I've told you to keep them in the pissing boot. Bastard.
What did we think of the golf buggy?
Oh, it's sweet.
It's lovely,
it?
Isn't it?
It is sweet. Don't forget, she's...
I love the fact they still dress the chauffeur up in the full chauffeur uniform. Like, last week he was driving a Bentley. Now he's in a golf buggy. But standards, we're not going to dress down. We're not doing a nice open neck shirt and a blazer and action slacks. No. It's the full regalia, including the hat.
And rightly so, it's the bloody Queen.
No, I know, but it was quite camp.
Bless her.
I know.
She makes me cry now when she comes on the telly. I get real emotional.
I cry when you come on the telly as well.
When I see her on the telly, what was I watching the other day on the news? And I was going, look at her. Look at her.
Well, I don't think you were watching Tipping Point.
No, I was watching her on the news.
And playing today, Elizabeth from Windsor.
Anyway, as always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you get in touch. You can send your nervous narratives to help@sexwithmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send a message on Instagram @sexwithmyboss, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website sexwithmyboss.com.
Yay. What did you just do?
That was my pen.
Yes, but you sort of, what did being, we do dramatic with your hands?
You know what's the word? When you speak with your hands.
Expressive.
Being expressive.
Nice. Are you feeling all right? Because a couple of episodes ago, you had your bit of your, you know, problems. Are looking better.
I'm getting on. I'm still not 100%, but I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never known any. Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. Is it still, you struggling?
I just ask for a little bit of privacy every now and then.
Okay.
And certain things I would not like to talk about, but yes, I'm
you're all right.
I'm getting on better on it, yeah.
Good. Well,
William did say at the start of the episode, is the chair okay or should we get you a commode? To be honest.
Well, because you walked through the door of the studio announcing, oh, it's like shitting through I've needle at the moment.
I actually said I could shit through the eye of a needle.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry that I got the wrong wrong form of
William,
the verb.
Stop being so crass.
I'm not...
People listening to this, have some grace and decorum. Bloody hell, people don't want to hear about that. But
well, look, if at any point during this episode you need to go, should we have a safe word?
You'll just hear my belly rumble.
Okay, fine.
The safe word could be Diego.
Well, no, because we might... What happens if we mention...
Oh, I'm the same. I'm the same when I've had some pizza at the weekend off my daddy. You should see me on a Sunday morning in the park. Oh, runs through me like a freight train.
A lot of people enjoying your Diego impression.
Were they?
Particularly my family, who, as I said on Twitter, have all breathed a collective sigh of relief.
Oh, Mummy, what are you wearing today? You look bloody awful. Sorry, Kat. Bubbles. Diego, no bubbles. It's Tuesday afternoon. Oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
God bless Diego.
Diego, look at I met Diego for the first time and didn't realise. I love him. He's so sweet, but he's a very camp dog, isn't he?
He's a very camp dog, yeah. He's a funny dog.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He is very sweet.
I said to Ben last week, did I tell you?
Mm.
I said to him, I was like, after we'd finished recording, I went, if you ever need a babysitter, you're away for a weekend, I'll have him at my flat for a weekend. He went, yeah, but we've got loads of people to do that and he doesn't know you. I was like, cheers.
And you probably cancel last minute anyway, so.
Cheers. Oh, Uncle Jordan, you call this a flat? Oh.
It's nice on the inside.
Oh, look at the muck and dust in here. You think I'm sleeping on that?
Diego is almost ever so slightly Camping
Jordan.
Yes. It's the same thing.
Anyway, how's your week been?
Fine. Can I thank Jean Dee and Nathan? Who, you know, a few episodes ago we were talking, you brought up your mother's menopause mist.
She'll go mad if she hears that. She only dips in and out. Okay. She hears me talk about that, I swear to God, she'll cut me out of the will.
Right.
Mean, the will that I'm probably paying for, but...
Win back your own kitchen.
Yeah, basically. Yes. Yeah.
It's like an ITV show.
Jordan will probably host it soon. Anyway, Nathan suggested that if we ever marketed Wendy's Menopause Mist, he's got a great name for Lady's Menopause Mist for that particular stage in their
Go
life.
On.
Have I changed?
Oh, my God. I'm going to speak to Wendy. You could just imagine
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
You can imagine her on Lorraine and Loose Women plugging it.
QVC, probably.
No, they... Honestly, she makes them up for all girls in Village.
Well, the girls in the Village.
What? She does. She's actually a very sweet... I mean, she tells it as it is and she can cut you dead with a word of the tongue, but she's actually very lovely, my mother.
Yes, no, I know she is.
She makes it for all girls. She makes it for me, Auntie Kath, for... what's the one with dogs called? Loretta. I probably should stop naming a friend. So she makes little bottles of mist and you put them in...
Has she got labels yet?
No, she just puts the names on them.
Oh, what, of the who she's giving them to?
Yeah, and then you just have a spray and a spritz.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I next see your mother, can she please bring some menopause mist?
Yes, of course.
For me. Yeah. I wanted to say William.
That's Have I Changed in all good stores in the next couple of months.
Yes.
And we're going to try and get the Queen to give out a royal seal of approval.
Yeah, you have to supply the royal household for 5 years continuously. So I also don't think that that's possible to get the Queen's. Maybe we go to the...
Camilla.
Yeah, I mean, possibly she's also a bit late for that as well, but... She gets warm. She goes to lots of hot countries.
Anyway,
on tours.
Yeah, it's not it just for work. Menopause. It's a good
thing. No, it's just a good, good to cool everyone down.
Any other bits from your week?
Well, so I went to a restaurant, a very popular restaurant in Covent Garden.
Pizza Express. Francamanca.
No. It's you won't have gone. Anyway, we...
Excuse me. I actually go to a lot of restaurants around London these days.
Do you? Yes.
Carry on.
Well, you know, most restaurants now, you get a text 24 hours before saying, you know, send a 1 to confirm, 9 to cancel, which is, you know, fair enough in this sort of age where people bail. That I kind of get that. Anyway, it was booked for 1 o'clock. I am normally always early. As you know, I'm sort of quite OCD about turning up early. And I was running a couple of minutes late. Oh. At 1:03... I had a text from this restaurant chain going, are you still joining us today?
That is annoying.
3 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
And I was literally 30 yards away from the restaurant. So and when I got there, there was a sort of a kerfuffle at the door. There was only one person on the host desk. So it was a good 5 more minutes before I actually got sort of attended to and then seated. I just thought, 3 minutes.
Was you going with Mikey?
No, I was meeting the vicar.
Oh, the one I thought you was having an affair with?
Yes, which we're not having an affair, but...
Basically, in the new year, I was in a restaurant, and what they had to all the restaurants in London...
It wasn't that unlikely that happened, but
and
yeah.
William walked in with the vicar, and they were sat at a table, and I was like, do we say hello? Is he having an affair?
Do we say hello?
Well, I didn't know whether we should have ignored you or not.
No, because funnily enough, if I were going to have an affair, and obviously I'm not going to have an affair, I probably wouldn't go to quite a popular place to do it.
Well, it all goes on.
FYI.
Does Mikey turn a blind eye?
No, Mikey. Oh, for God's sake. He's a vicar. Not Mikey. Tom.
Mikey, yeah.
Tom's going to have to probably introduce you when you do your reading.
Is he?
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce you to a reading today.
Tom doesn't sound like
Tom
that.
Tom sounds absolutely nothing like that. Anyway, yeah, so a 3-minute text I felt was a touch much, especially when the restaurant then turned out to be, having heard a lot about it, average.
Oh, was it? Mm. That is annoying. That would stress me out as well if I was, like, on the way.
I was like calm down. Like, 10 minutes, fair enough, send me a text. 3 minutes. Mm. Anyway, enough about me. Mm. How's your week?
It's been good, yeah. I did Tough Mudder.
Yes. Now, did you have any accidents? Because you did talk about that.
No, I was fine.
OK.
I felt really bad because we did the course and... the camaraderie's great, and we got towards
or indeed the camaraderie.
Camaraderie, yeah. And we got towards the end and the final obstacle course.
Okay.
And you've got to go down a really dark tunnel. You've got to slide down it. It's very claustrophobic into ice cold water.
Oh.
So there's a lot. I didn't realise that there's a lot of water and swimming involved, but the water was quite cold. But this was ice cold, and the girl in front of me starts like flapping a bit and being like, I can't do it. And I was like pumped up from all the camaraderie and being the final bit. So I did my...
Did you just push her in?
No. Well, I did my whole, oh, I got in a coffin full of snakes.
Oh,
God.
Oh, you might not have recognised me.
Happy place.
Kit Kat.
I did my whole, oh, I once got in a coffin full of snakes, best thing I did. I abseiled off a cliff and I was like, and it was the best thing I ever did. I said, it changed my life. It helped me get on a plane and go to New York. Did that whole speech to her because I was pumped. I was like, come on, you got this. Right,
Henry V.
She really didn't want to do it. I was like, go on, do it. I said, it's 30 seconds of your life. She went down the tunnel.
Yeah.
Had this massive panic attack, started flapping, nearly drowning. The guys had to go in and get her. I was like, I'm so sorry. I am. Are you all right? Are you all right, love? I know you need. She couldn't. You know when you're disorientated, and she couldn't get under the other obstacle course. She got. There was people jumping in to save her, and I was like, I am so sorry. Are you?
Just say I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, and they'll come and get you.
I'm like, go to your happy place. Happy. Oh, for God's sake! I was this. So, we did that.
How long does the course take?
About 2.5 hours. So it was in Henley. And then afterwards, we went for a drink, and I sometimes forget that I'm down south.
Right.
So went for a drink afterwards.
Okay.
And a girl that worked there had a tray full of drinks and dropped them. And then in the entire pub,
all of
the garden, I went, "Way!" on my own. Everybody looked
that
at me
so
like...
embarrassing.
Everyone looked at me like a right weirdo. I was like, she dropped a tray of... Nobody's... And then she looked... And then I felt awful. But back up north, if you did that in Wetherspoons, the place would erupt.
Yes. You were probably in a gastro pub in Henley. It's a very different environment.
Yeah. Felt like a right dick.
Did anyone actually help her?
Yeah, I did afterwards.
Okay, well, at least you did that.
Yeah. But, like, what sort of world do we live in where you don't cheer if someone drops glasses?
No.
Would you cheer?
No, I bloody wouldn't. But also, I would go to a place where they probably didn't drop the glasses.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
We're doing a special Jubilee bonus episode on Friday.
Yes, which is the day of the actual Jubilee.
Yeah.
You know, we went through the concert lineup last Tuesday, and Sam Ryder's doing it with his...
I'm a spaceman!
I'm going to write to his PR.
Go on.
I've had an absolutely genius idea for him.
Shoot.
Change the lyric... I'm up in space, ma'am. Thank you very much. If he doesn't do that, I will be... Thank you.
Woo! Woo! Very good.
Thank you. I was very happy with that.
Yeah.
I'd go home, really.
Right, so we're going to do that.
So, yes, we got a special Jubilee bonus on Friday. All sorts of fun and games planned.
Yeah.
We don't know what...
How many platinum Jubilees have there been before?
None, darling. That's why it's quite big.
Oh, OK.
Do you know who the longest-serving monarch is?
Queen Elizabeth?
No.
Go on.
Louis XIV.
How long was he?
The Queen would have to reign for another couple of years.
He's the longest... How did he survive? Because 7 years ago, he could die from diarrhoea and a cough.
And gastroenteritis. Mm. I don't know, but he did.
Do you think they added a few years on in the record box?
There might, and also this is the thing with sort of monarchs' reign. Some of the earlier monarchs in sort of the Aztec period and those sort of periods, record keeping, you know, they didn't have Wikipedia.
Just put on a scrap piece of paper.
Yeah, so potentially there might have been someone.
But scrap piece of rock. Dave. Dave, it's His Royal Highness's 50th anniversary today.
Majesty.
It's His Majesty's.
Although, actually, no, at the time,
today,
it would have been Royal Highness.
You're ruining my joke.
So I'm so sorry.
Go and get a hammer and chisel and just put it in on that rock, will you? 50 years. Yeah, cheers, cop. What's
sorry,
on telly tonight? Oh, there ain't a telly invented yet.
Just, there were about three people there that picked up on what I said and probably want to know more. The first person in sort of England to be styled Majesty was Henry VIII, just for those that
was
were
it?
Interested. Yeah.
What does Majesty mean?
King, Queen, Monarch.
The great of, one. You don't
yeah.
know.
Well, majestic.
Oh, majestic.
Yeah, like the wine shop.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
She's so classy, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Do you know how many Jubilees Her Majesty has had?
Yes. So 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 2000. I'm going to go for seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
No.
Because every 10 years.
Name them then.
Wood. You do. You have your wooden jubilee, don't you? Well, you give wood. What's it called?
Her Majesty's Wooden Jubilee.
Yeah, you get your first 10 years, or your first 5 years, you get wood.
Yeah, that's for a wedding. That's for marriage.
Oh.
Not for ruling.
What's the first 10 years then?
I don't know, but she didn't have one then.
Oh, what was the first one?
1977.
Yeah.
Which was the...
Silver.
Yes. And then she had her Ruby Jubilee, although not much was done about it, in 1992. That came in the...
Did she have a golden one?
Yeah, but that was in 2002. We haven't got there yet.
So how's she gone from silver to ruby to golden?
Well, what do you mean, how?
Because isn't it silver, golden, then ruby?
Not for Jubilees. So the Ruby Jubilee... Which people forget, 1992, obviously the Annus Horribilis, as often discussed. But you know when she mentioned Annus Horribilis?
Annus Horribilis. Harry Potter series.
Potentially.
Harry Potter and the Annus Horribilis.
This is on a specialist website. That speech where she made that was for her Ruby Jubilee at the Guildhall.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But they didn't do much for it. Then the Golden Jubilee, as you rightly said. Then she had her... What came next?
Platinum.
No, 2012.
Oh, diamond.
Yes. Then there was the Emerald Jubilee.
When was that?
In 2017. But again, not a lot done to celebrate.
Why was that? Because that's not 10 years.
No, but they're just the milestones. And now we're into platinum.
Is this the Platinum Jubilee?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What will the next one be?
Well, Jordan, I'm going to just spell it out to you here. And this is why it's so important that we celebrate this. But they're probably... The depressing thing, actually, I worked this out, is that you and I will probably be in our mid-70s the next time the UK celebrates a Jubilee.
Well, won't there be one in... What's...
Charles won't get one, probably, unless something happens. You've got to get to 25 years to get one.
Oh, OK.
So by the time William gets to 25, and that'll be his silver Jubilee, we will be in our mid-70s. Happy Jubilee, everybody.
God, that's a depressing thought. More Jubilee chat on...
on Friday.
On Friday.
Well, let's cheer the nation up now with Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Cue the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Cha-cha-cha.
What do you call the Queen when she's up a ladder? And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
God.
Hello, G and Divas. I'm Jess Phillips, an MP and now for the first time a podcast host. I know that on Help I Sexted My Boss, you love writing letters to William and Jordan. So I think you'll love my new podcast that's all about writing letters. It's called Yours Sincerely. And in each episode, I invite a guest to celebrate three people that mean the world to them. Someone they love, someone who's no longer around, and someone who doesn't realise how significant a role they've played in their lives. So with that, I'll sign off with yours sincerely, Jess Phillips. I hope you get to enjoy an episode of my podcast soon.
Thanks for sticking with us, G and Divas. Thought we'd have a Jubilee special joke this
week. Well done
Jordan's
for thinking
Jolly
that.
Joke of the week. What do you call the Queen when she's up a ladder?
I don't know.
Your Highness.
Well, I mean, that doesn't work because it's Majesty, as we've already discussed.
What did the Queen say when she knighted a cow? Arise, sirloin.
Queen doesn't also say arise. It's a bit Disneyfied.
Let me have a look for some of this. Why does the Queen need an anorak? Because she's the reigning monarch.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's worked great.
Well,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for those royal things.
What has legs, four ears, and a suit of armour? The queen on a horse?
Yeah, four legs. What's the joke?
Why did the queen go to the dentist? She had to have her teeth crowned.
Okay. I think we're scraping the bottom of the platinum
barrel.
What
does the queen do when she burps?
Well, she doesn't burp.
She issues a royal pardon.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think I'm done here.
Yes, thank God. Shall we go on to the listeners' questions?
What hot drink does the queen prefer? Royal tea.
Start the car.
As no, ever. Start the golf buggy.
Very good. This one is from Claire.
Claire!
Dear William, Jordan and PB, after many years of listening, I finally have a conundrum that needs your specialist help. My school friends and I are turning 30 next year and wanted to plan a weekend away together to do a joint celebration. Despite Ireland being our first choice, it became very clear that this would end up being very expensive weekend away, and some would struggle to afford.
It's dear in Dublin.
We agreed a date and a budget for a UK break and started searching for an appropriate destination. After some searching, we realised that the budget was still tight for what we wanted and therefore we would have to go over slightly, a maximum of £20 extra per couple. One member of the group started rejecting every option that was sent, saying that they were all too expensive. Instead, she wanted to go earlier in the year to make it cheaper. This means that my partner and I wouldn't be able to go as we already have plans. What is the etiquette in these situations? Should we politely leave the group and let them go for a cheaper price, or should we say to this member that we agreed a more expensive holiday, so to penny pinch so much I can't go is completely unfair? Let me know your thoughts. All the best, Claire.
I think I agree with Claire here. I know, like, times are pretty hard at the moment, and they are very hard, but...
Yeah, well, if you can't go and money's tight, don't go at all, then you can save some money.
It's only £20 per couple.
Yeah.
That's a tenner each.
Now, I don't know if that's per night. I don't know how many nights you were going away, or just for the whole trip. If that's for the whole trip, I would almost, maybe Claire, if you can, almost offer to go halves, maybe, in order for an easy life. But I appreciate you may not want to do that.
It goes back to the whole... I'm very much... never really been on friends with holiday. Never really been on holiday with friends, apart from when I was, like, younger.
And what sort of holidays?
I think a holiday is where you just go away with one other person.
Do you know what my brother and his friends do?
You've told me this before.
They call it the £20 club, although I have a feeling it's now gone up to £25 or something. But they all put £20 a month in a pot, and there are about 15 of them in a bank account, and they all pay it in. And then two of them are picked out of a hat... and have to, then they select and surprise the rest of the group with where they're going. So they've accrued a budget of, I don't know, whatever 20 times 15 is times 12. They accrue the, and then they the day before they go, we're going to Bratislava, we're going to Cornwall, or whatever. And I think that works quite nicely.
Yeah.
And then there's no, I think when you're, Claire, you're sort of, as the wider problem is maybe the group, you're trying to find a holiday by committee, do a holiday by committee where everybody sort of has their say. And it might be easier for future just to do one person decides it, books it, and then tells everybody.
Claire, own it. Say it's your 30th. If you're doing this, if you can't come along, then I'm afraid that we can't move it. It's your 30th weekend. So, Claire, own it.
I would agree there. Next letter is from G and Diva Katie. Dear William Jordan and the one reading this message, It's me. I have a question of dining etiquette.
No, that would be Ben, wouldn't it?
No, I know. I know. I'm just being flippant. I have a question of dining etiquette, thank God.
You've come to the right place.
Recently, while dining out with my usually quite posh parents, I witnessed my dad pour the last of a bottle of wine into his glass and then upend the bottle, placing it neck side down back into the ice bucket. I understand this is to signal to the waiting staff that you've finished the wine and they can take it away or offer you more, but it struck me as common and uncouth. Mm-hmm. William, what is the correct way to do it? Place it back in neck side up and allow the waiter to check and offer another bottle, or invert the bottle so it is arse side up. I hotly await hearing your answer. All the best, Katie.
Yeah, what is that bad etiquette to do that?
So it's interesting on this. It's not technically really wrong. You can do it, but I would also say that really, if you were in a smart place, the waiters should be serving the wine themselves, not letting you do it, and so they will notice that the bottle is empty and thus offer you a new one or take it away or whatever. And also there's no point putting the bottle in the ice bucket either way round when it's finished because you don't need to chill it. So I would probably leave it on the table, almost to signal that it is finished. But in America, it is more acceptable to turn it upside down. But in Britain, we probably wouldn't.
Okay.
So it's not wrong, but it's not right.
And shouldn't he have poured a bit into the other people's wine glasses?
Absolutely, yes.
Before he poured into his own.
Unless,
are you proud?
Well, I'm very proud of you. Unless everyone else already had a full glass.
Okay.
And then he can then pour just for himself.
Okay.
Is what I would say. Can we also just, before we go on to the next question, just talk about how when I'm reading these problems today, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I do
done your own signature.
Doodle, I've no else
no,
to
you've
do.
Not doodle, you've autographed your own script.
Faces as well. I haven't done all
no, you've... hilarious! You go. I've drawn faces. He says drawing the only face on that thing.
Smiley. Stop. I doodle. Is it doodle or doogle? Google? No. A doodle.
Don't Google. Oh, you're so sweet. And look, you're wearing a jumper that says peace. The world has calmed down. All conflict is over.
Because I've worn a jumper that says peace.
Yes. This is from Jessica. Dear William and Jordan, my sister, who's 30 years old and very recently single, is a taxi driver and has been sleeping intimately with another driver, who is 51 years old, who has a lovely wife, 3 kids and 2 grandkids.
Oh, God.
Oh dear.
God.
She told me drunkenly and now we talk about it. Recently, she's been telling me it's over, but from working in the taxi base, I know it is still happening. They sign off at the same time for hours, then will sign back on within minutes of each other. Coincidental?
Do we need to keep this anonymous, the name?
So my first question is, how do I address this as she's blatantly lying to my face? Also, my father has recently found out about the situation and is understandably very angry.
Oh, God.
His colleague is screwing his daughter. Do I warn my sister that our father knows? Do I convince my dad not to say anything? Do I just believe her and pretend everything is hunky-dory? Best regards, Jessica.
Oh, can't we just have letters about people shagging melons and stuff? This is...
I don't think you can tell your sister that your father knows. But I think if your sister lies to your face, you can just say, well, respectfully, I know that's not true. But you probably just have to let them get on with it. I mean, it's obviously wrong. It is wrong. But again, I don't really think it's your place to do anything about it.
They're not the first and they won't be the last. I'm not saying that's right. But it's just with affairs and stuff like that, it's just best not to get involved.
Mm.
Do you not think?
Yeah.
It's just best not to get involved. I know she's lying to you and stuff like that, but it's her mess and you don't want to just be a good person and be there for her when it all ends in tears, because it will.
That's my advice.
Just try and move on. Like, it's life, it happens, and yeah, it's messy.
You did a little shiver there, didn't you? Final letter from Jenna. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, I'm a video producer at an advertising agency and could fill your inbox with reams...
Oh, an advertising... Usually when someone says video producer, porn.
I don't think that's really...
It's what... When someone... I met someone in the gym once.
Really?
We were chatting and he said he's a video producer.
Right.
It turned out that I think he did porn. I might be wrong, but I just got the vibe.
Well, I think there's someone... If you produce videos versus you film... I don't know. But I don't... They work in an advertising agency here. Jenna works... Jenna is not...
I've made that up. I was just convinced that he did.
Oh, right, OK. Fine.
He looked like a porn star.
What does a porn star look like?
You know, like... Well, it was in the showers and he had it. No, I'm joking. I've just got it. You know when you get it in your head? Anyway. Anyway,
Jenna is a non-pornographic video producer at an advertising agency and could fill our inboxes with reams of stories from her work. She thinks Mad Men crossed with Fawlty Towers. However,
my favourite series, one of yours, Mad Men. Mad Men is my favourite TV series.
Oh, it's not one of mine. No, I hate it. Oh, Fawlty Towers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't like it, did you?
It was so slow.
Oh, no, it's not. It's fantastic.
Nothing happens. They're just all chauvinists for 20 episodes. So dull.
It's a bit more than that. Hear me out here. Sorry, Jenna. I think I've said this before. If I didn't work in radio, I'd want to work in advertising. What? I'd like to come up...
It's not like Mad Men.
No, I know, but I'd like to come up with ideas for adverts and stuff. I think I'd be quite... Because, I'd like to think I'm quite creative.
You wear a jumper that says peace.
I'd love to, sit around a table and come up with ideas for a client. Anyway. What? What?
Jordan North PR.
Not PR.
Okay.
Advertising.
Jordan North Creative.
Director. Or copywriter. That's how you start out.
Copywriter?
Yeah, you're a copywriter. Anyway, I'm just about Jenna. Sorry,
the path
Jenna.
Not taken.
If there's any jobs going, let us know.
However, on this occasion, it was my own faux pas that had me wishing I had been sacked on the spot. I was on a shoot, and since COVID, clients have been reviewing remotely. We link the camera feed up to Zoom so they can see what's happening. The feed is muted as it's used for visuals only. No prizes for guessing where this is going. It was a very stressful shoot with lots of last-minute changes and late nights, and my patience that morning was wearing thin. Upon reading some feedback from the client in my emails, I uncharacteristically proceeded to exclaim my frustration and release some stress by taking it all out on them.
Yeah, clients are hard work.
I accused them of being difficult on purpose and not understanding basic things, yada yada, you get the idea. It was a very unprofessional rant. And you guessed it, the Zoom wasn't muted. They heard everything. My heart sank into the soles of my feet and I thought I was going to throw up. So my question to you is this: how should we handle Zoom errors like this at work? Do you think they'll forgive me, or have I just lost the agency, one of their top clients? Love the show, love the D, love you three, cha-cha-cha, Jenna.
Jenna, call them straight away. And just be like, I am so sorry. You're going to probably get, you're probably going to get a dressing down and made to feel a bit thingy. I did something similar for one of the adverts that I did on my Instagram.
Did you? What did you do?
I sent the wrong text into the wrong WhatsApp group.
The wrong text?
And I had to call, but sometimes clients are so...
Can you just tell us more about that, with euphemistically?
She was this PR, right? And yeah. I swear to God, I'm sure she was...
Can I say, was this...
Yeah.
I thought so.
And she was winding me up on purpose. And I am not one to judge, but she was a very typical PR.
And what's that, Jordan?
For the client. And she's like, yeah, so. And I was just like, you are doing mine. And everything we filmed, she wanted us to do better. And it got to the point in the day where it was like 4 or 5 o'clock. And I was just like, right. So I kind of ranted. Oh, I didn't send it, actually. No, I tell a lie. I sent it in the right group and then instantly regretted it once I sent it.
Oh, so you knew they were going to read it?
Yeah, and then I rung her up and just said, it's been a long day and I feel like, So just ring them up. Explain what you've told us. This is my advice. Just be like, I felt like you were being difficult. I was very stressed. I hope this doesn't affect our relationship. Just don't it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't try to excuse it too much. Keep the apology short. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done it. I'm a bit stressed at the moment. I offer you my full apology.
But also, and you'll know this is right, Jenna, sometimes these clients know that they've got you by the balls and they are just difficult. Mm. And they probably were being difficult. And cut your losses. If you lose them, cut your losses. You don't want to work with difficult people.
Exactly.
Got one more letter? Should we do one more letter?
Yes.
Final letter. This is from Sean. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, I have an agonising choice to make and I need your help. A few years ago, I bought my mother tickets to see Diana Ross for her birthday. Due to the pandemic, the gig has been pushed back several times and is now happening on Saturday the 18th of June. Just last week, I surprised my girlfriend by informing her that on Saturday the 18th of June, we'll be both attending a stag do. To answer her confusion, I told her that I had booked us tickets to see Sexted, got us a hotel for the night, and even made reservations for tea. Sorry, William, I'm Northern. We have both been really looking forward to this, but due to the obvious dilemma, I have to make a decision. Diana Ross or Help I Sexed My Boss.
Oh my God.
I want to see Diana Ross and I know my mum is looking forward to seeing her with me. We always do at least one big gig a year and I don't want to stop that tradition. However, I've listened to your podcast for years now and feel I have to be at William's big night. So what do I do? Please keep me anonymous. Kind regards.
Okay, this is a tricky one because Diana Ross is a legend. However, she'll be around in years to come and we might be dead in a few years. So, So, I'd come and see... I don't... Couldn't you... Right, here we go. You come and see us with your girlfriend and then explain to your mum that you're going to come and watch your favourite podcast and then your mum can go with someone else.
Yes, offer that she can go with... And then offer to go to another concert for someone else with her later on in the year.
Yeah, as long as your mum goes to see Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Then it's fine.
Obviously, you know, this stag do tour, it's not going to happen again.
No.
Just pointing that out.
Yeah.
We may not tour again. You never know. It's your decision.
Are we not touring again?
We never know. I might fall out with you. I might punch you. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. The debonair's going to my head.
I mean, it's a tricky situation, Anonymous. So, but if you can, try to kill two birds with one stone.
No, don't do that. Don't kill anyone.
No, don't kill... God, no. So... get someone else to take your mum and then you and your girlfriend come and see us and everyone's happy.
Yes.
And we promise we'll put on a better show than Diana Ross. I mean, we haven't got anywhere the
can
budget
we do
that
some Diana Ross numbers just to sort of best of both
What's
worlds?
What's another one? Life's not worth a damn. Is that Diana
No,
Ross?
That's Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, is it?
Diana Ross numbers, please, Ben. I feel I should know this.
I don't know,
Hot
yeah.
Stuff.
That's not... That's... what's her name?
Tina Turner.
Dionne Warwick, innit?
Dionne...
No, what's
Dionne
her name?
Warwick. Upside Down.
No.
Oh, on the
Hot
radio.
Stuff is on the radio.
Oh, no, that's Donna Summer.
Donna Summer, yeah.
Sorry. Diana Ross.
I like to
upside down.
The more you turn me inside out. Radio 1, everyone.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Ain't no river strong
wide
enough.
Enough.
Wide enough.
That keeps me from getting to you, boy.
Are the Supremes going to be there?
At what? At our concert? Concert? We're not doing a concert. Well, Anonymous, do the right thing. Come to us. No refunds. Okay. Gene Devers, thank you very much for all of your letters.
Remember, you can send your nervous narratives to help@sexandmyboss.com or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. Or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letter to paper. The address is on the website, sextandmyboss.com. And if you want to remain anonymous, don't worry. Me and William don't read the emails or the letters. We protect our sources.
No one goes anywhere near our ketchup.
Are we really going to end on that? Are we really going to end on that? Right, we're going to end on that. See you on Friday for our special Jubilee. Special. Bonus.
Special.
Special. Podcasting.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.